KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
The balls on that guy must have been amazing.
Greg. Fat, hairy, balding comic.
It's BS in the morning.
Hey.
Is everything good? Hopefully everything is just marvelous in your world. Happy Friday. Greg, you a little warmer today as you're out on the street, bro?
Well, the temperature is not really warmer, but I am warmer. I came prepared today. I have nice pajamas on under my jeans with three pairs of socks.
Pairs of socks.
Well, two of them are like dress socks, and one's like a normal sock. And then I got
what's wrong with you?
A shirt on with my Adidas jacket, and then over my Adidas jacket, I have a pea coat. So,
dude, Greg looks like an extra from Home Alone in like Times Square or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Greg. Well, I'm glad you came prepared this morning. That's good. As you're out there, where are you specifically? I know you're at Smith's, but where?
Ann and Decatur. Up here on North Las Vegas. So we'll be here until 6 p.m. Somebody from Comp will come on down. It's for the Feed the Hungry food drive for Three Square. $1 equals six meals. So doesn't get any better than that. We're also taking non-perishables, too, if you have those. But don't go out and buy them unnecessarily if you're just going to bring cash, because cash buys a lot more.
Yeah, you can't buy six meals, even when, like, you know, beans are a dollar, which is pretty cheap for a can of beans. But it's like, man... You can't get six meals for a dollar anywhere except for a three square.
Yeah, exactly. If you could, I would have exploded a long time ago.
That's right. So, all right. Get out and see Greg and Lost Boy. They're up there at Ann Road and Decatur for the old three square Feed the Hungry food drive that we're doing. Let's shatter last year's record. All right. Let's get out there. Let's make it happen. It's Friday. People are hungry. Come on. It's the holidays. They're upon us. Let's get ready for the Slayer News. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have news.
It's the Slayer News.
All right, man. Well, they might finally get him. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been charged under sealed indictment.
What?
Yes. That is according to the Washington Post. I warned you guys about this guy a long time ago, man. Years before the election, anything. People are like, oh, he's just exposing the truth, man. Like, nah, dude, he's an enemy of the state. He's a piece of garbage. They should have sent missiles into his house 4 years ago. Guy's garbage, dude. Altering documents, making America look bad. Not even real. The stuff he's releasing is all garbage. He's a piece of crap, dude.
Agreed.
Hope they finally get this moron.
Totally agree.
And, you know, they got this people out there, too, that are like, well, you start convicting journalists. This guy's not a dude, okay, yeah, if the New York Times is colluding with Russia, yeah, they should be in trouble, too. Okay? Sorry, but...
Well, yes, that, in my opinion, takes away their journalistic integrity if they have an agenda.
He's not a journalist. He's a lie. First of all, the stuff he's putting out isn't true, a lot of it.
Right.
And he's also a compromise by a foreign government. Get him out of here. Hate this guy. But anyway, so yeah, they're probably
Pamela Anderson should be a spy for the United States.
Who?
Pamela Anderson. She's shtooking him over there in his
that's right.
Ecuadorian embassy or wherever he's at.
Yeah, but maybe the what's it called? The US sent her over there to give him Hep C.
It's the long con.
Yeah.
I understand. Got it. All right.
Well, if you've seen Tommy Lee, it's pretty long. So last night, some football action. Seattle versus Green Bay, dude. Seattle wound up coming back and winning 27-24. Dude, I feel bad for Aaron Rodgers, man.
How could you feel bad for Aaron Rodgers?
Well, okay. Not in, like, life sense, but just in a football team sense.
What do you mean in a football team sense? What are you talking about?
His defense always sucks. He never has an O-line. His receivers are all just mediocre. He has no running game. Yep. If the guy had, like, you know... what a lot of these other guys have, like what Goff has on the Rams, or what Breeze has with, you know, Kamara on those guys. I mean, the guy's by himself, and his coach is kind of eh. I'm not a big McCarthy guy. I don't know. In my opinion, talent-wise, like just pure talent, what the guy can do, legs, throwing, all that stuff, Rodgers is probably one of the most talented quarterbacks of all time. But he's not going to go down as one of the best because he's always on a bad team, yeah, and I don't like it.
Dude, that's complete bull. He is going down as one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
Okay, not real. Okay, let's put it this way.
So Are you kidding me right now?
First of all, you got to put Breeze ahead of him. He's got a ring, and he's got way better team around him, so he's going to have better stats. He's going to have better wins. You got Brady, obviously. You got Elway already. He had the two rings. You got a bunch of guys that are going to be way ahead of him where I think he could be ahead of them if he had a better team.
You're talking statistically speaking.
Yeah, that's what they go by. You know, rings, statistics, all that right. Wins.
Yeah. How much did Aaron Rodgers just get paid for? How much money did he just make?
It's a relative scale. Yeah, compared to me, the guy's doing great.
Wasn't he just boning that one chick that was
Yeah, Olivia Munn wouldn't look at me when I was eating. I could eat French toast sticks all day, and she wouldn't even look at me, dude. It's not the same. I get it, but I'm just saying.
That's my
point. As far as football,
yeah,
I feel bad.
I feel no pain for Aaron Rodgers at all. That's
because you're a heartless bastard.
Oh, I'm heartless. Oh, yeah. I feel bad for the millionaire, super talented playboy. Yeah, I feel horrible for that guy.
You have no idea how much gas costs these days. He's not that rich.
He does get hurt a lot. I will say that.
That's true. He does get but he has an O-line.
Very true.
That's Solaire news for today.
Let me see if I can find it in my heart to feel bad for Aaron Rodgers. I'll tell you who I feel bad for. Somebody who can't feed themselves during the holidays here. That's who I really care for. And look, if you're like me and you live on planet Earth, the flat Earth it might be, then you got to get out there and see Greg. You got to donate some cash. Let's just be honest. Donate some money, all right? It's better than the non-perishable food items. I mean, those are still great. We'll take those. But money is $1, six meals, dude? What have you seen? Are more people donating money than non-perishables, Greg?
Yeah, well, because if you explain it to them, because they'll come up and they'll see the box, and I think in a lot of people's heads, the conventional thinking is, oh, I'm going to go get some food.
Sure.
Give them the food. The food's already there. But when you explain to them how it works as far as the six meals for a dollar, I mean, you know, you can't buy that in a store, obviously. So it's much better to give the money. Now, if you already have the non-perishables, we're not trying to dissuade you from bringing food to people. But if you're coming down to buy the stuff, it's way cheaper just to put the money in the little bucket we got here.
Yeah. So, like, some people will walk past you, go into the grocery store, buy food, and then bring it back
out
to give you.
Yeah, exactly. So we're trying to, like, I mean, I'm not going to run them down, but we're trying to explain to them before they go in if they ask.
Exactly.
That it's a lot better to do it this way.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what. So you're out there broadcasting live and Road Indicator.
Correct.
We've got
Smiths.
The Smiths and Road Indicator. Here's the thing. We have so much stuff to do here in the 3 hours that the show is now compressed in because we got a later start because of the food drive. So here's the thing. 6 o'clock, within this hour, I'm going to give away those Maiden tickets. This is our last pair of Win 'em Before You Can Buy 'em Iron Maiden tickets. So this is your last opportunity. They go on sale later on today. I believe it's 10 o'clock, AXS.com. They're going to be coming here in September of 2019, Iron Maiden. So it's a ways off, but you want to get them before they even go on sale later on today. Also, Metallica, when you hear two in a row, during the second song, you want to be caller number 21. I'll pick you up. That means you get free tickets to Metallica. They're over at T-Mobile Arena on the 26th. And the cool part is that you get qualified to walk the band out on stage and then get into the huddle with the band before they start the show. That is absolutely incredible. You're going to love it. It's going to be something you remember for the rest of your life. You definitely want to win. Not only the tickets. Of course you want tickets. Dude, last night when I was at Red Rock Casino, I can't tell you how many people were like, Metallica tickets? You got Metallica tickets out here? I was like, nah, dude, you got to listen. You got to listen on air for that one. So that's how we're giving that away. So listen, for two in a row for Metallica, when you hear the second one start, call and be caller number 21 for that. And then we'll wrap things up with Ghost tickets today, too, Greg. My God.
How greedy are those people asking for Metallica tickets? Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, dude, they're trying to get
them
anyway.
Here you go. Yeah, sure, man. No problem. Yeah. Like, what, are you serious?
Well, I talked to a guy. He said he got them on presale, $145, maybe $175 a ticket. He said the next day they were going for $1,000 a piece.
Oh, yeah, I'll go ask Sparks for him at Red Rock. He'll have 12 of them in his pocket. There you go. Yeah. No problem.
Nah, man, you can't fault them. They're just trying to get into the show. I get it. I understand. I'm right there with you. So
call like everyone else.
I'll tell you. Yep, you got to call. You got to listen for the second Metallica song that's going to happen today. So make sure you listen for it. Sometime today, two Metallica songs are going to play when you hear it. Be caller number 21. All the details on everything I just talked about, including where Greg is, it's up there at comp.com. You guys ready to get back into the rock here?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do it. POD. It's comp.
76-3692. Give the show a call. It's BS in the Morning.
I came across this article, Greg, and it is disgusting.
Nice.
And I want to know how you feel about it.
All right.
Now that you know how I feel about it. There's this guy, right? He died. Okay? It's up in Canada. This dude had a lot of tattoos. So, he died premature. He was like 41 years old. He died of like having an inflamed beehole. I didn't realize that's a thing. I didn't know that you could die from that.
You mean like a hemorrhoid or?
No,
like-
it's called ulcerative colitis? Maybe not colitis, I don't know. Ulcerative colitis.
Maybe it was from coitus.
It's from a long-term condition where the colon and rectum become inflamed. He ended up dying.
That's like, gross.
That's a horrible way to go, man.
It sounds like.
You don't want that at all. That's horrible.
It's like dying in reverse.
Oh, boy. All right. So this guy ended up dying. He's 41. That's sad and tragic. Yes. Now, he's got a ton of tattoos. He's a tattoo artist. His dying wish, Greg, was, I want you to preserve my tattoos.
Okay.
And you're like, what? And then he dies. And then you're like, oh, what do I got to do now? It's like they gave you a homework assignment. An impossible homework assignment.
So what, they skin him and laminate him or what?
There's a company in Ohio called Save My Ink Forever. That's the name of the company. Dude, this guy's wife.
Of course it's in Ohio.
They skinned him. They like treat it with chemicals so that it becomes forever. And then she put it in a massive picture frame and she hangs it on the wall. His skin, dude.
Oh my God.
His skin is hanging on the wall for everyone to see.
Yeah, no.
No. That's disgusting.
Gross. Dude, and it doesn't even stay his skin. Now it's like just tattoo flakes, you know?
No. It's like, the whole thing is preserved. It's like they turned him into a giant fruit roll-up, you know?
No, I get it, but it's like crusty now, you know what I mean?
Oh, I don't know, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, disgusting.
That is really gross.
$70,000 this cost.
Why would you want that?
Why? I don't know. I don't know.
Why do people care what happens to their body after they die? I don't understand.
He's like, well, look, you know, they're like, these art pieces, they tell a story, okay, about who the person was and
yeah,
blah,
but
blah, blah.
You're dead, bro.
I know.
I always said this, throw me in the woods, throw me off an overpass into traffic. Who cares?
You know well, don't
I
mean? Do that. Like, now you're impacting other people.
Eh, well, that might be fun. But still, like, you know, donate my body to a gang of necrophiliacs. I don't care what you do. Like, well, who cares? I'm dead.
You're dead. You don't care at all.
No.
You don't care about leaving a legacy. Obviously, this guy wants to leave his story behind as something different.
How is that a legacy? Like, oh, look at my crusty husband hanging on the wall over there.
Crusty husband. I agree, man.
It's a little much. Like a bunch of scabs.
Yeah.
So gross.
It is disgusting.
It's like show. Imagine, so let's say you're that lady. You pay 70 grand for it, right? Which means you're going to show it to people. You don't pay 70 grand if you're not going
to,
you know,
People to see it. He wanted people to skin me while I'm dead and then.
But how do you bring that up? So somebody walks in, you're like, here's our living room. Oh, there's my husband on the wall. Like, or do you just like let them notice it? And they're like, what's this? Like, oh, well, this is his forearm or whatever.
What do you mean, what's this? It's his whole body. I imagine it looks like when you run over a squirrel or something, like roadkill. It's like flattened.
Oh, so they left it. And I thought you just like, they cut it out like a baseball card, each one.
No, I believe they skinned him. They preserved it. It's this massive frame of his skin.
So it looks like a bunny suit, but like a person like hanging on the wall. Like right. That's funny.
It's disgusting.
It is really gross. That's so dumb.
So they have it in this picture frame, and they're going to take it to like a tattoo festival, you know, a tattoo convention or whatever. And it's going to be on display there. That's going to be the first place. Now she's like, I have tattoos and I want to do it, and I want my skin hung up next to my husband's. It's like, okay.
Dude.
I can't.
She needs to date the predator.
Exactly. Horrible is right, dude. That's horrific. But, you know, the little part of me at the same time, though, is like, is that any worse than a tombstone?
Yes.
Is it? Because it's still your name. You're still trying to leave something behind.
It'd be like if you had a tombstone, but they didn't fill the hole in. That's basically what it is.
What if
I want my decomposing body on display forever.
Well, if it's preserved, man, it's preserved.
Well, you got to put that little fertilizer on there so the grubs don't get it or whatever, you know?
Well, I think they turn it into, like, essentially they turn it into plastic, I'm pretty sure. Because that's what they do with the bodies exhibit.
Yeah.
They, like, they treat your skin something. And they.
Oh, so now he's like a leather coat.
That's exactly it. Yes, he's pleather.
Yeah. He's pleather.
I dude, this blew my mind. I can't believe there's a company that does this. Skins dead people?
How could the demand be that high for a company to exist to do that?
Disgusting.
Yeah, I agree.
And she raised all the money through GoFundMe, which means there's even more idiots.
Oh, my God.
Because people donated money to do this.
Please donate to our GoSkinMe account. So gross, man.
Yeah, probably the worst story we're going to hear today in terms of just graphic and disgusting. All right, so let's talk about where you're at, man.
Perfect timing. I'm actually over here at Anna Decatur, right in front of the Smiths in North Las Vegas. We're at the Feed the Hungry Food Drive. $1 equals 6 meals, man. So if you got money, come down here. If you have non-perishables already, that's great, but don't go out and buy them because you're going to waste, you know, your money goes a lot further if you just donate cash. We got two people right here. What are your names? We got Michael and Tori over here. Just walked up right where you were talking, man. Perfect timing.
Sweet.
About to drop some money in the bucket. Thank you guys so much. This one right here, you just fed a bunch of families. You know, that's how easy it is. Come on down here. Thank you, guys. And, we'll be here till 6 p.m. Somebody from Comp will be here. So if you think you can't make it just during our show, don't worry about it. Somebody will be here all afternoon. And come on down, man.
Yep, and everybody that donates is going to get in for a $500 gift card.
That's right. Yeah, you guys fill this out right here because you can win something. Yeah, yeah, you can win $500 for, well, I forget the name of the place.
Living Spaces.
Living Spaces. For furniture. So
there you go. Look at that. Anna Decatur. People are doing it right now. They're donating, being decent human beings, not wishing to be skinned once they're dead. And
yeah, exactly. Do you guys want to be skinned when you're dead, or do you want just your body to be buried somewhere? Yeah, he said right, buried somewhere.
Yeah, there you go. That's
they're with us.
Decent man. Exactly. All right, look at this. We're going to do Shine On. When we come back, we're going to do Sparks is Junk. That's in 3 minutes.
It's time for Sparks Junk.
Everybody needs to know.
Hard hitting and uncut.
Yes, this does mean you.
The way the news should be.
One day, these facts may save your life.
All right. Greg's out there broadcasting live on the corner of Ann Road and Decatur at the Smiths for the Feed the Hungry Food Drive, benefiting our friends over there at Three Square of Southern Nevada, an amazing organization that's trying to feed some very hungry people here this holiday season, and not just this holiday season, but all year round. And we'll get to the details here in a second, but Greg, did you hear about Google getting the old go-ahead?
No.
All right, listen to this, man. Google in Henderson has been given the green light to develop a data center in December of 2020.
Really?
$600 million, my
friend. Wow, that's pretty cool, man.
Yes.
What are they? How many jobs is that going to bring in, you know?
It says, let's see here.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm just sifting through all these kind of things.
Now, is this a big facility or is it like one of those little, like a cubicle type office where they're just going to have people in there programming and stuff like that?
It says
that
they're going to hire 50 employees within the next 5 years, an average salary of $65,000.
Cool.
And they expect to invest at least $600 million over the next 20 years.
Wow.
So they're going to be generating about $94.3 million in tax revenue for Nevada over the next 20 years. So that's, dude, I mean, you're looking, that's the crazy thing. 50 employees, $65,000. Yeah. You're looking at $600 million over 20 years. That's how, it's sure. Just 50 employees. So remember before when we were talking about Amazon with their 50,000 employees?
Yeah, I know. Could you imagine?
Oh my God.
It's funny, though, because they put the Amazon one in places where there's already, you know,
a ton of people.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Whatever. But.
I know. Some people are very upset.
Yeah.
In New York. They're like, it's not going to.
Because you could have changed the entire complexion of a city or town with one of those things.
Right, know? Exactly.
You're
yeah.
You're talking about the Amazon warehouse.
Yeah. It's like,
dude, put that thing in Reno. Oh, my God.
Or anywhere. Yeah. I mean, New York's New York already. Yeah. But whatever.
No, I agree.
That's a city on steroids as it is.
Yeah.
Either way, it's good for the city of Las Vegas. So we'll sure. take some. We'll take 50 new employees. Come on. Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, especially just having Google here at all, I think, is a good thing for the city. So.
Yes, I agree. This is a terrible story here. You hate to hear this kind of thing. Let me play this for you guys. Actually, you know what? Let me. Yeah, I'll play the audio first, so then I'll tell you what it is. Here we go. This is the police talking here.
Within an hour after their GoFundMe page went live, McClure, in a text exchange with a friend, stated that the story about Bobbitt assisting her was fake.
All right, so that is, remember that GoFundMe, the yes. Pay It Forward GoFundMe campaign?
Dude, I said that right away, man. I'm always so cynical, I swear. I swear I called that one right away.
All right, here's the old,
yeah,
dude,
good
I
for
called
you?
It. Yeah, where's the, look at that. Why am I not on that yet?
I don't know.
Oh, good for you.
There you go. All right, got it. Yes, in case you're not Greg Salerno, knower of all things.
Yes.
This is a, if you recall, there was this homeless veteran that loaned his last $20 to a lady that needed to get gas. And what he did was he went there, he gave the $20, and she gave him a ride. She set up a GoFundMe page wanting to raise $10,000 for this guy, last name of Bobbitt. It ended up raising $400,000.
Yep.
Which is pretty insane. So what they just found out, investigators have found, that the whole thing was a scam. It was fake. He's not homeless. They all know each other. You got this couple. You got this guy. He just dressed up like a homeless veteran. And
yeah,
I think it was just kind of like,
well, you know how they got caught, too, is they got so stupid and greedy that they cut the dude out, and then he snitched.
Yep.
Right.
Dude, this is not karma perfectly coming back.
Yeah, I don't believe in karma, but I believe in, you know, if you get greedy, someone's going to snitch on you.
Exactly.
I believe in that part of the karma, yeah.
Hey, well, make sure everybody gets their fair cut.
Ruined your hustle, bro.
I guess they came here to Las Vegas over New Year's, and they spent a ton of cash here in Vegas over New Year's.
Well, that's good for the economy, then. I'm kind of okay with it, then.
Hey, man, you got scam GoFundMe accounts and Google just investing in our economy here. It's really
nice. Dude, are any of them not scams? I see people online all the time, dude. My mom needs a kidney or whatever. And, like, I see them partying. Like, whatever, dude.
Wow. All right. So you don't
see them on Facebook?
Hey, it's I had to do one, and that's very true. That's why I was skeptical.
No, I know, but I'm saying I see them all the time, man.
Yeah, no, it's very
and
true.
And I know these people. They're like grifters, you know, and I'm like, oh, all of a sudden now you're like, you need a blood transfusion?
Exactly.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I know. I donated to one of our, one of the fifth men here that needed something.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Made that mistake.
I gave
money.
Yeah.
There was a GoFundMe account for someone, and I'm not going to say who, and then. Didn't really
look. I mean, if you know the person and you know their situation, I get it. You know,
I knew him.
Yeah, every random grifter on the internet though that has a GoFundMe account, it's like, come on, man.
Yep. Trying to be a good human. That's why you got to donate to things like Three Square Food.
Exactly. That's
you
what
know
I'm
where
saying.
The money's going.
Yes. Somebody like me, you know, it's an honest situation. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm over here at Ann and Decatur in North Las Vegas, right in front of Smith's. $1 feeds six meals. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
It is.
All right, with the Feed the Hungry food drive for Three Square. We got a non-perishable box over here. But don't go out of your way to buy the non-perishables if you don't have them already, because the money goes further. $1, six meals, you're not going to be able to get that in a store anywhere. So come on down. Donate cash if you have it. If you already have, like, you know, foods, non-perishables, bring that as well. We have some lovely people over here who just walked right up over here. What are your guys' names?
Sevy.
See? There you go. We got Sevy and I couldn't understand him, and they're going to come over here, too.
It sounded like his name was Han.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
It's all right. But, yeah, man, it's awesome. Come on down, and we'll be here till 6 p.m. Somebody from Comp will be here till 6 p.m.
Killer. There you go. That's an easy way to donate. You know where the money's going. You know who it's helping. You're not going to get scammed out of some weird GoFundMe account with somebody acting like, you know.
By the way, the exact address is 4700 West Ann Road.
Thank you, Lost Boy.
Yeah, thank you. There you go. 4700 West Ann Road. Now, coming up here after the break, your opportunity to win yourself some Iron Maiden tickets. Hopefully you watched the CW last night at 6 o'clock, because that's where the secret code word was given to you, and I'm going to be looking for that code word for you to win them before you can buy a Maiden tickets. Coming up here in about 6 minutes. Oh, only one Metallica right there for Morning Metallica. I know. We're teasing them, Greg. You know?
Yeah, that's fine.
We got to keep you keep the fifth man on their toes.
Dude, if you want free Metallica tickets, it's not going to be that easy. Like, oh, I know when two Metallica songs play. Like, come on,
exactly,
man.
Exactly. So let's just say this. Two Metallica songs will play back-to-back before 9 o'clock. When you hear the second one play, as soon as it goes, that's when you got to be calling number 21. All right? And then you're in for Metallica tickets. T-Mobile Arena on the 26th, that's free. And then you're qualified to win, like, talk about the grand prize, dude. You walking the band out on stage, getting into the round with the band there before the show. It's pretty amazing. The little huddle.
I can't believe that one.
Oh, dude, I'm pretty sure I'd just faint.
Yeah.
They wouldn't necessarily be putting their arms around me as they would be holding me up.
Right.
As we're sitting there, like, I don't think I would let go. Like, take me with you. Take me with you. Dude, I'm hearing like a lot of people are there at the old Feed the Hungry food drive that's
going actually
on.
It's booming over here, man. Ann and Decatur, right out in front of Smith's. Feed the Hungry food drive for Three Square. We got $1 equals 6 meals. Also have a non-perishable bucket over here. So come on down if you have non-perishables already. Put them in the box. If you don't already have them, though, don't go out and buy food, because it's much cheaper just to donate the money, because they can make that money go a lot longer with the 6 meals per dollar. So, Three Square, you know, they do this every year. Usually it's 3 meals for a dollar, but they do the match deal during the holidays, which makes it even better.
Yeah, dude. I mean, this is the time of year that you feel like giving, and you absolutely should do it. Help your fellow man, woman, child, whatever, have some food in their stomach for the holidays. There's nothing more important than people being fed. It seems like it should be a really easy thing to do, and it is right now. Yeah, six meals for a buck? Come on, dude.
No, seriously. And speaking of taking care of people, I mentioned earlier that I have yesterday I was a bit cold, so today I put pajamas underneath my jeans. I have a shirt on with a jacket on it, and then a pea coat over the jacket and a beanie. Well, Colin, one of our favorite fifth man, just showed up with a space heater, so I now have a space heater as well. So if you're worried about me out here, I'm fine.
Nobody was worried about you, Greg. Not a single person was worried about you. You talk about how fat you are all the time on the show. Nobody was like, oh boy, I hope Greg's okay out there. No one is sitting there. No one's worrying about the polar bears or the whales in the ocean. Well, except for, you know, the fact that the environment's heating up too much. Maybe they're getting, you know, too thin. Other than that, no one's worrying about it, Greg, for being too cold. You're the only one. What is it out there? It's 45 degrees?
I don't know. It's like 40-something. By the way, Matt, what's your name, sir? Shane just brought over a bunch of food, too. Now we have blueberry sugar muffins. We got Takis Fuego Minis and all kinds of stuff. So
is he donating that to the food pantry? Or
no, he actually just gave it to me and Lost Boy. Yeah. So
he
we're over here.
He doesn't need any more food. We just got done saying that.
I'll take
that
all
shit.
The muffins. Man.
Excuse me. I'm the space heater's on now, so I'm comfortable. I can eat. Okay, Sparks, it's fine.
You do not need to be comfortable. Let me just
Sarah
say
Lee
that.
Sarah Lee rocks.
Sarah Lee is amazing. Yeah. Thank
all right.
You.
Donate some food, okay, to Three Square of Southern Nevada, not Lost Boy and Greg. They don't need it. They're fine. Clearly. All right? Jesus Christ. Donate that food, you bastards. I'll tell you this much. Don't bring out just food. Bring out cash.
Oh, here he comes with loaves of bread, too. Thank you, Sarah Lee.
Oh,
I appreciate
God.
It, buddy.
Loaves Thank of you. Bread? You're just going to eat a loaf of bread?
Well, I might put one of these sugar cookies on it. You never
We're
know.
We're trying to feed the hungry, you selfish bastard.
Lost Boy, are you hungry?
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go.
All right.
Definitely a fan.
All right. Three Square Food Bank. Go donate money so these idiots can't eat it. How about that? All right. Look at this. Carlota. Oh, boy. I almost fainted there or something. I don't know what's going on. I stood up too quick.
Oh, poor Sparks in the studio.
I know.
In the moist,
you ever stand
climate-controlled studio.
You ever stand up too quick and like run out of breath?
Anytime I stand up, it's too quick, bro.
Hey, Sparks, is it, what is it, like 76 degrees in there?
It's actually a little too warm. I had to open up the door.
Yeah.
A little too hot over here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll get to what you guys are up to here in a second. Right now, Carlota, she's going to be at Santa Fe Station for Monday Night Football starting at 5 o'clock. They're saying that's like the game of the year, man. I think that's what Jay Cornegay said, right? Chiefs, Rams, whew.
Oh, dude, I honestly, that's one of those games where I have no idea. I mean, you never know, but
I'll tell you, it's going to be whoever has the ball last, dude.
Probably.
Yeah,
it's like one of those games where the punter's just chilling.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, Carlota's a huge Chiefs fan, so if you're a Rams fan or a Chiefs fan, you can either give her a bunch of flack out there or root along with her. She's at Santa Fe Station on Monday for Monday Night Football.
BS in the morning. You'll love it. Your mom did.
Can I just tell you about how weird my day was yesterday?
Sure.
Because two things happened. Real quick, one, first thing, I was at Red Rock Casino, and you know, Las Vegas is famous for its characters that live here, right? Very interesting mix of people that live in Las Vegas.
We have a character here right now, just blew a bunch of weed vape in our face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not, that makes more people more hungry, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly, you're not helping.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get to where you guys are at, because you guys are broadcasting on location here in a second. I just want to tell you this. So I'm sitting there at Red Rock Casino, and this man comes up to me, an elderly man, and he goes, "Hey, you play golf?" I said, "Yeah, I play golf." And he goes, "Cool, I want to sell you some HGH. Like, what?
Hey!
This guy's just trying to sell me some roids? A human growth hormone?
Did you get his number, bro?
He was like, "Yeah, give me one of your cards. I want to sell you HGH." Like, straight up, that's what he said. I was like, "What? Okay." Wow. And I started writing down Mark, our promotions guy's email.
Yeah.
I usually do that. So he gets all these weird emails. So
he gets all the HGH.
He gets all
no wonder he's so fit.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That guy, you're Schwarzenegger if that guy's fit. So I'll say this. So and then I was there right now. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give this guy my actual email because this could be interesting to see what happens with this. Right. So I'll clue you in if this guy emails me about him selling me some roids.
All right.
All right. Yeah. So that's one thing. Cool. And then earlier in the day, I saw. Remember Greg yesterday back in the office? We were talking about how Latin women.
Fuego.
They're spicy, man.
Oh, yeah.
They have some edge to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they'll get you in a fight real quick.
Exactly. Yeah. They're the first ones to say, "I'll cut you." You know what I mean? It's like, oh, boy.
Yes.
You know? Oh, man. What's happening? So, my wife, Latin Fires, what we call her here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my Thursday Night Football is at Red Rock. So, I'm with the family, my wife and my son, at downtown Summerlin, killing time before going into Red Rock, right? So we get some food down there and everything. We're checking out the ballpark that's being built. It looks amazing, by the way. And so we drove separately. I met them there. And as I'm pulling up, my wife, I see her like yelling at someone. And I can't see who she's yelling at. I'm like, I could see she's angry. She's yelling at someone. And as I walk up, she goes, "No, you stink. You need a shower. Get out of my face!" Like yelling like this. I was like, "What? You stink. You need a shower. Get out of my face." I was like, "What the hell is going on?" My wife is yelling.
We just talked about
this. I told you exactly.
That's so
this
funny.
Is what we were talking about yesterday in the office. I was like, "What in the hell is going on?" I walk up and I still don't see who she's yelling at. Dude, she's yelling at like a 7-year-old child. She's like,
what?
She's like, "No, you stink. You know, maybe you pooped," right? And she's like,
"Oh my god!"
And then I'm like, "What is going on?" She's like, "This little piece of garbage is saying that." I'm like, "Okay, all right, let's dial it back here, okay?" Whoever it is, 7. She's like, "No, this little girl is saying that my son smells bad," and so the story goes like this, right? So I get the backstory.
Yeah.
So they're playing on like this little piece of equipment or whatever for kids to play on, like a little jungle gym thing. So they're playing on jungle gym, and this little girl comes up to my wife, Latin Fire, and goes, "He smells bad." about my son. And my son is two, and maybe he pooped. You know what I mean? Whatever. So she's like, oh, okay. So she looks. She's like, no, he doesn't. And she smells him. He smells fine. He didn't poop or anything. She's like, no, he's good. He's fine. 3 seconds later, comes up, did you smell him? He stinks. And now my wife's like, he doesn't smell bad. He doesn't stink. It's fine. I'm like, just go keep playing. It's fine.
Yeah.
She comes back later. He's like, did you check his diaper? He pooped. He smells horrible. It's like, listen, kid, he doesn't smell bad. Right? So it's this whole snowball effect. And I got there right at the end, and my wife is like, so at the end, it culminates to this whole thing where my wife's like, okay, look, if you keep talking about my son saying that he smells bad, I'm going to get your mom and get her, you know, to tell you to stop. She, and the little girl was like, get my mom. I don't care. Your kid stinks, right, to my wife.
That's the best thing.
That's the most ruthless kid.
I know. My wife was about to, like, punt this kid. So my wife goes, finally, you know, it comes to the point where right when I walked up, apparently, my wife is like, no, you know what? You stink. Maybe you poop.
So
you know,
funny,
like, you're like, get out of here. You need a shower, kid. Like, starts yelling. I was like, oh, my God, dude. Latin fire is real.
It's like arguing with one of those kids online, like gaming or whatever.
Yeah, it's like, what are you going to do, though? It's like the kids know you're not going to hit them. You know what
that
I mean? It's like,
so funny,
what are you
going
to do, man? It's brutal.
Hey, so, that's when you pay another kid on the playground to go beat that kid up.
No, I'm not. What are you, like, child hitmen? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And after you, and the money you have left over, bring it over here for the Feed the Funger Hungry food drive.
Feed the Funger Hungry.
Yeah, get the fungus out of your kids. I don't know what I just said.
Feed the Hungry food drive. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about where you're at, man.
All right, man. I'm at Ann & Decatur over here in front of Smith's. We'll be here till 6 p.m. Somebody from Comp will be here, so if you can't make it during our show, come on down all afternoon. Cash, $1 equals 6 meals. So, I mean, you get that ratio out there. You donate $20, that's 120 meals.
That's insane.
It is insane. Now, if you already have non-perishables and that's all you got, bring them on down. But don't go shopping and then bring it over here because your money's not going to go as far. It's you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
Basically with that. So, come on down. Like I said, we'll be here till 6 p.m. and Decatur right in front of Smith's. And help some people out, man. There's a lot of hungry people. I mean, and it's not always just people you think, you know, homeless people, stuff like that, obviously need help. But there's people that work 40 hours a week that still are having trouble feeding their kids, man.
Yeah.
It's not, you know.
It's not called
just
the working poor is what they call them.
Exactly.
You know?
And it's a real thing.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. It's like sometimes you got, you know, hey, I got to pay for some medication or I got to not eat today. You're going to pay for your kid's medication or something. You know what I mean? So
totally.
It's a sad circumstance, and it affects a lot of people right here in Southern Nevada. So it's one way you can help out your fellow man. It's like, and especially now with that matching program, it's like, dude, it's a no-brainer to donate some cash. And you're getting in for the running for a $500 gift card from a friend's at Living Spaces, which is also incredible.
So, it's all right. We can still smell it if you blow it that way. Jesus.
You know, yeah, you're making me feel funny over here. Getting kind of hungry.
Yeah, I know. That little Debbie food truck is still parked close to you guys.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah, it's right here.
Oh, boy.
Dude, all there's a picture of this brownie on the side of the truck with cream on it, dude.
Okay.
It looks so good.
Clearly, that guy's been blowing weed smoke in your face.
It's a girl. It's a woman.
Yeah.
It's a young lady.
It's not even 8 o'clock yet. What are you doing?
I know.
What's happening?
She's already sucked down 3 vapes, but she's been standing here.
Oh, my God.
She donated, though, so it's okay.
All right. Well, I guess she gets a pass. All right. Well, here you go.
She'd be passing it around.
Oh, yeah. Ann Road and Decatur, 4700 West Ann Road. You got Greg. You got Lost Boy. They're broadcasting out there. Comp's going to be out there till 6 o'clock today, so don't miss out on your opportunity to help your fellow man right here in Southern Nevada, right? Thanks to our friends at Three Square as well. It's one of the best organizations, I'm telling you. Really good. Square. Hammer. By Ghost. Free tickets today for No BS. Listen for it.
The least reviewed show in Vegas. It's BS in the morning.
All right, Greg is out on the street. We'll get to where he's at and what he's doing, which is very important. We'll get to that here in just a minute. First, Greg, I wanted to ask you something here about owls. How do you feel about owls?
You know, I don't like them looking at me when they're facing the other direction. Otherwise, they're all right.
All right, that's something I never knew about you. All right. It just bothers you, huh? It's creepy.
Yeah, it's a little creepy.
There is a statue of an owl that's in Serbia right now. And the small town it borders Romania, okay? And what happens is it's called the City of Owls is kind of like its nickname, right?
It's very creative.
So what they did was they put a giant statue of an owl. I'll put this up on our Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at BS Morning Show on Instagram. It's at BS in the Morning. You got to see this statue of this owl, dude. It's so funny. People in the town are just furious. They're irate over this massive, massive statue of an owl. It's so great because, dude, it looks just like a dong.
Oh, really?
It's the worst statue of an owl
I've ever seen.
It looks like an uncircumcised penis, dude. It's so funny. I can't stop laughing at this thing.
I don't like a penis looking at me from another direction either, to be honest.
I can see where it looks like an owl, but other than that,
it's an owl, it looks like an owl, but otherwise you're like, whoa.
You're driving by.
Yeah.
It's like right in the middle of this roundabout, and people have to go around it, you know, so they're seeing this thing from all angles.
It's like Big Ben, like when they drive around the circle or whatever. Big dong.
Dude. This thing is so funny. The guy who sculpted it was like, no, it represents it's very masculine.
Wow.
They're like, yeah, it's very, very masculine.
What if you didn't even know what it was? Like, the conversations going on driving by must be fun, you know?
Well, the thing is, it's not even painted. It's all like, it's like clay or like terracotta colored. So it's like beige or like tan.
Oh, no.
Nice.
You know,
dude.
There's no real markings or insignia on it. It's not like it has defined feathers or wings. No, it's like really simple. And the owl head is
it's like a big Latino dong.
That's exactly what it is.
You think it's caused any car crashes?
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, it's probably like, I feel like it's caused people to miss their turn, so they just have to go around the roundabout again.
We've been in this roundabout for 20 minutes.
I know. Honey, what's going on? Nothing.
Yeah, you
know,
exactly.
They're like,
you really like this owl, don't you? What do you mean, what owl? Like,
they're making owl puns. They're like, I wonder who that belongs to.
Okay.
Did we reach the limit?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I'll think of some more just because I know it annoys you now.
Yeah, that's
great. And you tell us where you're at there. What's going on?
I'm at the corner of Warm Springs and Decatur. Oh, I'm sorry, that's yesterday. I'm at the corner of Ann and Decatur.
There you go.
In North Las Vegas, right here in front of Smith's. And indicator for the Feed the Hungry food drive for Three Square. We got a big box here. If you already have non-perishables, obviously we'll take the food. But the money goes much further. So if you're going to go out and buy some, don't do that. Bring the cash because $1 equals 6 meals. So that's a big deal, man. I mean, you can feed a lot of people for a very small amount of money. We've had a lot of people stopping by. We had a friend of the show, Snap-on Steve, came over, put some money in there.
Yeah.
We had a guy who said he's friends with Sparks. His name's, what did he say his name was? Like Poop. Poop,
oh yeah, poop,
poop, poop pipe Ray or something like that.
Yeah,
what?
He lived in the sewage facility.
Yeah, he said he goes, hey, I'm Sparks buddy, I'm poop pipe Ray.
Poop pipe? I don't know poop pipe.
That's what he said.
Maybe I know a guy named Ray, but I don't know any guy who calls himself poop pipe Ray.
That's what he said. Anyways, he donated too, so thanks poop pipe. And if you do donate, you can sign up and you win a five. You could win a $500 gift card too for some furniture. Living Space? I can never see this thing over here. Living Spaces. There you go.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So there you go, man. We'll be here. We'll be here for the show, but till 6 p.m. somebody from Comp will be out here. So no worries.
All right. There you go. I have a bunch of other owl puns, but I don't think you want them.
Do what you gotta do, man.
If you have a giant statue of an owl that looks like a penis, you need to put a couple next to him, so it'd be a pair of Hooters.
Ann and Decatur, right out in front of Smith's. Come on down, donate, man. Help some hungry people out. How's that? Oh, by the way, they brought us out some tasty cakes, some donuts.
Oh, my God. Why do they keep feeding you?
It's I don't know. Awesome.
Stop. Stop feeding these guys. They don't need it. Bring non-perishables for 3 Square of Southern Nevada.
Yes.
All right, please. All right. Exactly.
And more tasty cake.
It's from Philly, man. It's good.
All right, look at this. Greg is out there. He's currently not paying attention. He's on the phone. So I'll just tell you right now. He's on the phone with Carlota, by the way. They're coordinating some stuff. So it's not like he's not doing work. However, he is out at Ann Road and Decatur. All right, he's going to be out there until the end of the show. Then Carlota is going to be stepping in here, doing her show live from Smith's on Ann Road and Decatur, getting things ready for 3 Square Food Bank. Here, as it is the Comp 92.3 annual Feed the Hungry food drive, benefiting our friends over there at 3 Square Food Bank. I'm telling you, it is one of the best things in the world to do, is to donate some food to someone. Make sure that someone's has their stomach full of good, nutritious food. I mean, it's one of the easiest, simple things you could do for a person, and it's one of the nicest things you could do. So right now, if you donate $1, you're feeding 6 people. $1 equals 6 meals. And they can do that because of this matching program that they have going on right now. Normally, it's $1, 3 meals. Now, it's $1, 6 meals. Absolutely incredible stuff. Let's see if Greg is back here. Greg, you there?
I'm back.
All
I'm
right,
here.
You're back. It's all right. I know you were on the phone with Carlota. I was trying to get out.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Greg! Yeah. I was doing that before the thing. No, it's my fault because, look, I told you we're not going after Greta Van Fleet. I said we're going to go after the next song after that, but I was looking, and you know what the next song is, dude?
What is it?
I mean, it's the...
Oh, boy.
So I was like, oh, this is my mistake, so it's my fault. So there you go.
I see.
All right, so how's it going real quick?
It's going great, man, honestly, dude. People have been coming out all morning. We're over here at Ann and Decatur, like you said. $1 feeds 6 meals. Also have a non-perishable box over here, Feed the Hungry Food Drive for 3 Square. But, yeah, we've had a lot of people come out, even people that have been shopping. Some people are like, you know, I don't have a lot right now, but drop a couple bucks in there. Still is 12 meals, you know what I mean? So everybody's helping out. It's a good thing. And they're really hooking up me and Lost Boy with a lot of treats over here as well.
We got tasty cake.
Oh, yeah. We got all kinds of stuff over here.
You guys are talking about who's bringing you food. Can't be a break. Like, you guys need it. All right. Well, I got to say, it is one of the nicest things you could do for a human being. Get up there and Road in Decatur as Greg is broadcasting live for 3 Square Food Bank. It's the annual Feed the Hungry Food Drive here on Comp. So, now, the reason why Greg knows what I'm talking about, and I know what you're talking about, and probably by now you know what I'm talking about. My God, is it looking good?
Woo!
That's right. This is number one. I'll be the first one to tell you. This is the first Metallica song, all right? Sad but true. When you hear the second one fire off, that's when you beat caller number 21, 876-3692. Oh, God, how good is that song going to sound? On Monday, the 26th, cannot wait for that show. That was the second Metallica song in a row. Looking for caller number 21, 876-3692. BS in the morning, hello.
Hi.
Hey. What's going on?
You played 2 Metallica songs in a row.
Yeah. Did that, yeah. What's your name?
My name's Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
What are you, some sort of metalhead or something?
Nah, just a little.
Just a little. Little metalhead. You ever seen Metallica live?
Years ago.
All right. Time to re-up on that. You're going. You're caller number 21.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's awesome. You're going. Not only that, but you're now qualified to walk the band out on stage and then get into the pre-show huddle with them as well.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Yes. Super cool. Hold on the line, okay?
Okay.
Just like that, Kelly's in for Metallica. Carlota's going to have your next opportunity to listen for 2 in a row. When you hear it, be caller number 21. Greg, are you there? Can you hear me? And I remember thinking, oh, man. Greg, are you there?
I am here. I'm sorry.
No worries. Welcome.
A lot going on over here.
Oh, I understand. I can hear Carlota roll up, too. She's getting ready for her shift.
Yeah, we got people donating. We got Lost Boy here. Carlota just pulled up. We got people giving out free muffins over here. We got tasty cakes on the table. It's a ruckus.
We're all right. A good time. So where is this ruckus happening?
Ruckus is happening at Ann and Decatur right in front of Smith's in North Las Vegas. It's for the Feed the Hungry food drive for 3 Square. We got a non-perishables box over here. If you already have them, bring them. But if you don't already have the food, bring money because $1 equals 6 meals. money goes a lot further for Three Square than it does for you. So bring it down here, donate, help these families out for the holidays, get them a nice meal, and there you go.
Should be an easy way to make yourself a better person is by donating. You know, $1, six meals. People are dropping in 20s. It's 120 meals. You don't have to drop in that much, but
it's amazing. Yeah, yeah. You know, like a lady was like, "Oh, all I have is $5." You know, I'm sorry. I was like, "Sorry, that's like 30 meals right there."
Yeah, what are you talking about? Sorry. So. 30. Imagine the size of the dinner table with 30 people around it. That's what
that's
you're
great.
Feeding. I mean, that's incredible. So it really is the time to help out your fellow Las Vegan and get out there. All right, Ann Road and Decatur. Greg, you're only there for a couple more minutes. We got No BS coming up here after the break for tickets for Ghost. Do not miss it.
No BS.
All right, 876-3692. Let's go with color number 15 right now. Ghost. This thing is not sold out. They open up some more tickets, but boy, that is a good one. I got, Greg, I was getting hit up yesterday for Ghost tickets as well, man.
Oh, man.
People want these tickets, dude.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good shows
going on.
Yeah, a lot of good shows going on. All right, look at this. If you want free tickets to Ghost, you call the number 15, 876-3692. While they're dialing, let's talk about where you're at right now, Greg.
I am over here at Ann and Decatur in North Las Vegas in front of Smith's for the Feed the Hungry food drive for Three Square. $1 equals six meals, so bring that cash down here. If you already have non-perishables, though, we have a box for those as well.
Pretty amazing, the amount of people that have been donating this morning. We really do appreciate it. Do not be the one guy that didn't donate anything this holiday season.
Yeah, correct.
Get out there. $1, six meals, Ann Road in Decatur. That's where Greg is at, and Carlota's going to be taking his place here as she gets ready to do her show out there as well. Let's go to caller number 15. BS in the morning. Hello, who's this?
This is Larry.
Hey, Larry, how are you, sir?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good. Your No BS question is this for Ghost tickets. If you get it right, you're going. This BS show member was offered HGH yesterday.
That
was it Greg or Sparks?
Greg.
Greg is incorrect.
Nah, you would think, sorry, buddy.
You would think, but that is wrong. Sorry,
I wish
man.
Somebody would offer me HGH.
Exactly. No, that is not the case. BS in the morning. Hey, who's this?
It's Matt.
Hey, Matt. Is the answer Sparks or Sparks?
It's Sparks.
That a boy!
Yay!
Well done! Wow. Yes, absolutely. I was offered HGH yesterday. Randomly, they're like, "You play golf?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "I got some HGH I want to sell you." I was like, "What? That's a weird, that's a weird sport for HGH too."
No, it is.
Isn't Mark? Wasn't that HGH what Mark McGuire was taking when he was just smashing those home runs with like the Sammy Sosa?
Yeah, a lot of guys were Barry Bonds, but they were stacking it with steroids and other stuff too.
Yeah, sure. Interesting. Yeah. All right, so there you go. That's it for the show, Greg. You are doing something special on Saturday.
That's correct. Come on down to the Klondike. If you can't get your hands on any of these other awesome tickets, come to the Klondike. I'm headlining a comedy show down there in Henderson at the Klondike Casino.
There you go.
Starts at 8. So
there you go. Go see Greg do some comedy. And that is it for the show. Carlota is up next. Go see her. She's at Ann Road in Decatur, 4700 West Ann Road. It's the specific address. That's the Smith's Grocery Store. She's looking for cash to give to Three Square Food Bank or non-perishable food items, and anyone who donates is in the running for a $500 gift card to our friends at Living Spaces. That's it for us. We'll check you Monday. Oh, and by the way, if you're going to a Perfect Circle at the Chelsea at the Cosmo on Sunday, I will see you there. I'm going to that show.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS Podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.
All day.